Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I have guests across the way, as joined this morning by Pat Scarborough and Catherine Singleton from the First Baptist Church here in Fairfield, Illinois. How you doing, Catherine?
I'm doing great, Bruce.
Good to see you. How you doing, Pat?
Spectacular.
Oh my gosh, you put the specs on. You're not.
I did.
You
I had
to... You're not even reading anything.
I was reading a text.
Oh, okay. See now, now you're close to my age, so we. Did it happen to you the same way it happened to me? Basically, you woke up one morning and you couldn't see.
Absolutely.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. I woke up one day and I can't see like this far in front of my.
You can't
face.
See to read.
I can't read.
It happened to me. I was doing a football game, broadcasting a football game. The Mules ended their season. I was, I don't know, 44, 45 years old. Season ended at the end of or the first week in November, and so I just lived my life until the first week of basketball season, which is 2 weeks later. Hadn't even thought anything of it. I get a program, same size print as the program from the football game. I can't read it.
Yep.
Just 3 weeks later, I had no idea that this had happened, and yeah. Boom! All of a sudden, it's gone.
If I don't have them on, you might. Yeah, it's just all gibberish.
So, it's
you know, gibberish. Sometimes when I have it on too.
But Catherine, how are you doing?
I feel so bad for you guys.
How you doing over there, Catherine? Yeah,
I've been wearing glasses since the third grade.
Get used to it.
Yeah, get over it.
We'll stop complaining for now.
Well, I added bifocals not too terribly long.
Did you really? See, now that's what they suggested to me, but I'm not going to do that. I've got to. I don't want to walk into walls more often than I normally do.
Well, I actually resorted to the string.
I like the string. You know what?
I have to, because I would lose my glasses.
You know what I do instead of going to a string assortment like you've got there? I put glasses everywhere.
Well, I did. I had that as well, but then I started losing them because I couldn't see my glasses. But I would lose them, so I just went to the string thing, and every once in a while I would lose the whole string and the glasses. But most of the time,
well, see, now that's a cool looking string. I'd hate to lose that. It's like a bead. I imagine
it's an Amazon special.
Oh, really? I was going to guess that the kids at the Kingdom Kids built that for you.
They would probably make me a new one when
really?
This one wears out. I'm sure.
Do you guys do like crafty stuff like that?
Sure, we do. Yeah.
Well, I figured you did.
Yeah.
I figured. Good morning. What are we going to talk about today? That's the thing. You guys are here, and you're able to talk about anything. Absolutely. You've got something new coming up this weekend, don't you?
We do. We're here today because we're both part of First Baptist Church, and we're going to do some new things this year. But one of the things we're going to do is something we call the Love Your Neighbor Cafe.
Love Your Neighbor Cafe.
Yeah.
Really?
Ooh, yes.
See, now, when did y'all build that the big room on the south end of the church? That's probably been 20 years now.
1982.
30 years. So you're making sure that thing gets used.
Right.
Yeah, because it's not used every day.
No.
Well, it is now, I guess.
Yeah, it is, yeah, definitely. Yeah. But we want to do some community events with this cafe, and so our first event's going to be First Responders Appreciation Breakfast.
Really? Tell me.
We're going to do that Saturday morning.
This Saturday?
This Saturday morning.
Okay. Who counts as first responders?
First responders are, wow, that's a, you know, that's a very wide group.
I guess
of people.
That's what I'm saying. Who all is invited right. to the breakfast?
If I remember correctly, the way that we actually have put a lot of thought into what it is.
I figured you must have. I figure. I mean, that's, it's, well,
so you have what you obviously see as fire.
Police.
Fire, police. Ambulance.
Uh-huh.
You also have emergency room people, you know, hospital people.
Sure.
Anybody who would – first responder is defined as anyone who would – when something happens, they immediately go out to help.
Yeah.
The military is considered first responders.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, they are.
Whether you're probably whether you're current or not.
Right. I mean, you have been a first responder if you – because you're the first to go out and do, you know –
Well, you
obviously,
know, that makes sense.
When you think of that in
that sense. Yeah, it does make sense when you think of the National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
Gets called out to do all kinds of things, floods and goodness
riots,
knows what all.
Who knows?
Yeah. Riots!
You know, and, you know, obviously here in the smaller areas of Wayne County compared to metro areas, we have a lot of volunteers that, you know, they carry their radios and they get beeped out and they immediately go respond and they respond to...
You know, that's the thing. You get the volunteer firemen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, volunteer fire department, and just volunteer police. You know, even last night at the ball game, I saw, you know, auxiliary police that
right.
are there. If something happens, they respond to that. So these things.
At least the police were doing something last night.
Well, yeah, we won't talk about basketball right now.
Team struggle.
I did not pick the best game to go watch for the
first time. Was this the first game you'd seen this year?
This is the first game I've seen this year.
Oh, no, you know. You didn't pick. The last home game before this one would have been a better one, the one against Edwards County.
I'll have to try again.
Try again, yeah.
It just doesn't really always fit into our schedule to try and get a ball game in, so.
Well, you see, I understand. Do you take the whole family?
No.
I didn't know if your daughter went or what?
No. Oh, just Catherine
cool.
and I went.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
We went after Kingdom Kids last night, so. But it just so happened that it's a home game. We didn't have something else that. You know, and Kingdom
everybody
Kids
left on time.
Everybody left on time, so we were able to get to a ball game. So.
Well, see, now that's good, clean fun.
Exactly. Well, if it could have been a better golf ball game, it would have been.
Well, without the Cardinals on or something like that, without the Cardinals on television, it's a little bitter. All right, yeah. First responders. This is interesting to me because I thought this was. I didn't realize this is the first time the church has done this. I thought
you guys
had done
this before. Yeah, this is the first time
we've
done anything. No, we've not done anything like this before. No.
How do you gauge how many people to cook for?
Well, and actually, that was actually one of the interesting things whenever we were planning it. We actually sent out invitations to all of the agencies in the area.
Nearby.
We included the State Police District in Carmi who come through and things like that. And so we sent those out. And they're first responders. I mean, you can RSVP and say, yes, I'm going to be there. But something may happen Saturday morning.
I like the thought of them being first responders. They'll all respond to the request.
There you go.
To the invitation.
I guess
they'll be the first ones to respond. Catherine is trying not to giggle. Look at her trying not to giggle.
You know, our backup plan is if no one shows up, we're going to.
She's still struggling. Come on, Catherine. Give me one.
I'm good.
She has the backup plan that if nobody comes, we're going to create an emergency there at the church so everyone will show up. And then we'll feed them while they're there.
I like it. I like it. All right, back to the – what are we having? What's the
meal? It is a pancake, sausage, biscuits, and gravy breakfast.
Ah, that sounds
like – You can get one, two, all of it, part of it, whatever you want.
I bet you, and I don't know if you had thought about this, I suspect that those of us who probably would not be considered first responders, including myself and I presume the both of you, right?
I'm not a first responder.
Right. You're not a first responder.
Not anymore. I have been.
You were. I would presume that if I was in the mood for pancakes that morning, I could probably come down and make a donation probably and get some breakfast, right? Is that a possibility?
Or did it I wasn't.
It wasn't planned on? I don't plan on being there. I don't plan on getting up that early on Friday morning, Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
See, I just Catherine's wanting to leave already.
I don't
know.
No,
Catherine.
I don't. I mean, what? It's entertaining. I'm here. No problem.
All right, give me that again. Pancakes and what?
It's pancakes and sausage, uh-huh. And then biscuits and gravy.
That sounds like a full meal.
It's a good full meal.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
So again, going back to my original question, do you know what to plan for, or do you have any idea?
We have an idea, and then this week we're making calls to kind of double check the numbers and kind of see what we feel. And part of the thing we're doing is we're doing it from 6 o'clock till 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. And we'll be able to get people before they go to work.
Yeah.
You know, if they want to have breakfast before they go into their shift.
Well, you know, that's the thing.
And then as they come out, you know.
When you look at the amount of first responders in the area and God bless you, it's a wonderful thing to recognize these folks who are out there forever for all of us. When you look at the number in the area, probably, what would you say, 60-70% are volunteer and don't have that as their job?
I would say that's probably higher than that.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because, I mean, I think when you look at the city police and fire, I mean, there's not a great number of that. I mean, there's...
Well, you look at the fire department, you've got 25 volunteers.
Right.
And three full-timers.
Right.
You look at the city, you've probably got, what, a dozen, 10, 11, 12... full-timers and another half a dozen or more auxiliary guys, right?
But when you look at the rural fire, they're all – the rural fire department is almost – I think is all volunteer, right?
Right. Yeah, I believe it is. Even the chief is volunteer.
Bivocational.
Yeah. Avocational.
Nice.
Bivocational.
Nice. Bivocational. That means you have two jobs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
David has two jobs?
Well, If you're bivocational, that would be what that is.
I'm assuming he doesn't have another job.
I didn't know. He probably farms a little bit. I don't know.
See? Farming is a job. Well,
it's an important job. Teaching new words as
Trying to help you out, Bruce.
I need the help. I do no need problem. The help. What made you decide to do it?
Actually, one of the things that we've done as a church for the last couple of years is we go on a mission trip down to Whitley City, Kentucky. And it's a rural area in the southeastern portion of Kentucky, kind of in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And we've worked with a church down there, and they have something down there they call the Lord's Cafe. And the Lord's Cafe is a completely free restaurant, and that they serve a lunch meal throughout the year to the people in their community. Kind of like what I think
the Christian church does.
Well, it's more like what the soup kitchen is going to be, that Lois Dishman is working on.
I think
it's still in the working phases, but it's very similar to that. Kind of like a soup kitchen kind of thing.
Really?
But the difference is with the Lord's Cafe is they serve. I mean, truly serve in the sense of when we work there, it's hard work because you walk in and they cook everything from scratch to begin with.
Yeah.
They cook a fresh, good, hot meal. And then you come in and you sit down at a table and you're served like a restaurant.
Wow. You don't walk through the line.
You don't walk through
a
line. It's not a cafeteria. It's not. You don't have to take what we give you. It's a cafe.
I want to hear more about this. Let's take a break.
All right.
We'll take a short break. I've got Catherine Singleton along with Pat Scarborough. We're talking about what's going on this Saturday where they are serving first responders, but we're going to talk about all kinds of things and how they got the idea for that, as well as maybe their trivia contest and stuff coming up in the Kingdom Kids. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these. Folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. It's 927. It's 57 degrees. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. 57 is probably about as high as we'll get today, here in about an hour or two. A cold front going to head through. Cool things off just a little bit. My guests across the way are Pat Scarborough and Catherine Singleton. We've been talking a little bit about the first responders meal that First Baptist Church is putting on this weekend, 6 to 10 a.m. That seems like a pretty long time, Pat.
Well, we're trying to accommodate people who are going to work or coming off work.
Yeah.
So, you know, we really figure from the 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock time, there won't be a lot of people. But we want to make sure that we give everybody opportunity to be in there. Or if there's an emergency that comes up.
Tell me a little bit more about Whitley, Kentucky and the mission your church takes down there. Well, you want to, or Catherine? Catherine hadn't talked very much today.
Well, that's okay. That means Catherine hasn't said anything stupid today.
Let's hear it.
Here we go. Now, the last 2 years, I think the church has gone down to Whitley City, Kentucky, and done a mission trip down there and done various things. But the big thing that we were participated in is called the Lord's Cafe. And they would provide a from-scratch, fresh meal. every
was it every once a day or three
it,
times a day
it
or?
Was a day a
once
lunch
a day
meal.
During okay. the summer
okay
lunch meal
it's 3 days a week from through the school year and then over the summer it's every day
so it's mainly aimed at it would be aimed at children in addition
and
to,
families
and
right
families
with children kind of a thing but people come in and if they can afford to make a small donation then that's great but if they can't there's nothing that is put out or anything like that you come in you have, they have a little maitre d' there at the door and that person gives them their silverware
they
and
host.
Stuff they host that's right and tell them where to go sit
or hostess
and then they have servers that come out and take the order and so what may be on the menu you may not want all of it which is fine and they take an order so let's say you know they had chicken and potatoes and a salad or you might want macaroni salad as opposed to a green salad or whatever. And they have a couple choices, and you can choose what you want. Server takes your order, takes it up there, comes back, brings you your meal. But in the process of that, the server also prays with each family that comes in.
Really?
They pray with each one and, you know, just ask them, is there anything I can pray for you about, that kind of a thing. And people expect it. They expect you to pray for them. They've got their prayer request ready.
No kidding.
To go. Yep. For the most part, they do.
So, how big a crowd went down from?
Oh gosh,
the first year I think we took, did we take about 15? We've taken about 15 or 20 each time we've went.
So, are you guys helping them cook? Or are you serving?
Yes,
or
what
of it. We've did a little bit of all of it. We've worked in the kitchen. Dennis Estes did a lot of dishes last year, if I remember correctly.
Did.
Yeah, standing back there. But we went from the cooking to the, you know, even the prep of it, even to get the cafe ready every day. I mean, they cleaned it top to bottom every day to get it ready. We worked on the serving line, plating them up. We worked as waitresses, waiters, servers, you know, to be able to do it. We worked as bus people going in and cleaning off the tables
and
washing.
That's not typically what one thinks about when one thinks of mission work, is it?
No.
Well, no, not necessarily. But what they really want to do is just to respect the people that come in.
Build a relationship.
Give them respect and a
relationship.
Yeah.
And that's how we want to, when we came back, and we've worked on this for a little over a year, and the idea tossed around to how to do this here. And, you know, we're using Matthew 26, love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
What's going through our mind.
The theme,
here,
the mindset.
It's our theme, sure. It's mindset to say, okay, this is the verse that guides us, is that this is to love our neighbor, and to love them is to serve them, and to serve them, what we feel like is to truly serve them, and that's, you come in, you sit down, we serve you. We come wait. We're not going to make you eat and bring you a plate of everything that we have if you don't want to eat it. You know, if you don't like pancakes, you shouldn't have to have pancakes on your plate, you know?
Who's cooking?
We have a group of men at our church, the 3M group that we call them or whatever, but they
men mission and something, I can't remember the third
they
M.
Have, but it's a group of men from our church, and they're going to make the pancakes and the sausage and some biscuits and gravy.
Before I leave it, back to the Whitley County thing. You guys, when your church went down there for the mission, you were there for what amount of time?
Saturday to Saturday.
We were there for a week.
A week. Is that how they survive? They get different Baptist churches sending groups into this?
Not just Baptist churches, but different churches throughout the country. I mean, when we were there 2 years ago, there was a, what do they call them, the Mennonite Brethren.
Oh, the Brethren.
Brethren Church out of Pennsylvania was there serving with us. So, yeah, multiple churches come together. They run their, what they call their mission season starts, I think, in May and runs from May through the end of July. And that entire time, multiple churches will come in each week to help them maintain this.
They receive funds from the North American Mission Board, which is part of the Southern Baptist Convention, but they'll take help from anyone.
Yeah. They get a lot of support from, I think, the Georgia Baptist Association. And then also probably the Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's like two states away from Georgia.
The pastor's from Georgia.
Oh.
He's an original Georgia person that transplanted into Kentucky.
Okay.
So I think that's where his support from Georgia comes from. But they do get a lot of support from Georgia.
I know. So this is 5 hours away, 6 hours away from here. How many of this type of organizations do you find? Because Whitley, Kentucky is not really a centralized location for a lot of folks to come and eat lunch. And Whitley, Kentucky is a tremendously small town.
It's very small, and actually, even the whole county of what's the county's name?
Oh, I can't remember.
If you had asked, if you hadn't asked me, I probably could have come up
McCreary.
With it.
McCreary.
That's it.
McCreary County. Actually, Macquarie
Google's
County.
Google's fun.
Google is great.
But they call it Google. Macquarie County. A lot of
Google is your friend.
Really?
In their southern pronunciation.
Population of McCreary County, this might only be Whitley City, 1,170.
That would probably be Whitley City. The county would be higher, but...
It's not much higher.
Not a lot higher, no.
I mean, you know, the next town over is called Pine Knot. There you go, you know.
Wow.
So...
This is an area that's been hit hard by the coal mines
well,
closing
it's in the middle of the
and
mountains,
that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not too far from Cumberland Falls. I mean, it's kind of like the last major... Actually, it's probably the only real city that you see on the way to Cumberland Falls once you leave Somerset, Kentucky, and... You can come down from Corbin or come over from Somerset. And it's a beautiful area to be in, but it's very poor. And the people that come in, I mean.
That's the thing. How long ago was the last time they had coal miners down there? Because, I mean, that's usually when in an area like that, it's been decimated by coal mines closing,
yeah.
I guess.
Absolutely, yeah.
I don't know.
We just know when we go down there, I mean, the teenage pregnancy rate is really high. The literacy rate
is low.
Yeah, I was going to say the illiteracy rate is high. I'm getting an English lesson today, so I just really wanted to say that right because I was going with
I understand.
She was, you know,
it's the literacy
we're gonna
rate
go with
is
the positive
rather
norm or the negative norm is saying that you know she's going to go with the positive norm. I'm going with the negative, but.
I think she's right, actually. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all right. So all those things figure into why this ministry is so important there. And, you know, we took the inspiration from it of when we come back here, and this is part of what we do in Kingdom Kids. This is why we feel like even when we serve supper in Kingdom Kids, it's important to us that we don't send kids through a line.
Right.
We don't make them take, you know, like a school cafeteria line where you have to take everything on the plate because the state's paying for the meal. And whether you eat it or not, you have to take everything and you can throw it away or whatever. It's a waste. You know, there's no reason to do that. But it's also in serving of we care enough about you that we will come hand you this plate, you know, and we will sit and pray with you.
What do you hear is, I mean, what are some of the stories? Some of the folks tell you, I mean, because they don't know you from Adam.
No.
They don't know you from anybody they've ever seen before.
Right.
What stories are they telling you when they ask you to sit down and pray with them? What are some of the things you hear? I mean, none of these people are probably listening today.
Well, I wouldn't think so, no.
A lot of times it's health. I mean, you know, everybody has health concerns.
Yeah.
It's about jobs. You know, we need jobs. We need health insurance. We need kind of, it's really the same as what you have.
Here.
Yeah. It's just
you know,
the difference.
My daughter is this, or my son is this, and I'm concerned about how they're doing, you know, here. And, you know, my so-and-so wants to go to college, and we don't have enough money. How can we make that happen?
How many folks are they serving daily down there?
Oh, I think they serve about 150 to 200.
That's pretty.
They plan for about 200 a
That's
day.
That's pretty substantial in a town with only 1,100 people.
Right. Well, and they pull from, you know, they pull from this little area, like Pat said, Pine Knot, and a couple other little areas that maybe would not be included in that census count, but they do serve about.
Now, Pat, you mentioned that the first responders breakfast that you're doing this Saturday. Again, it's this Saturday at the First Baptist Church here in Fairfield. You mentioned that that is one of many things that the First Baptist Church has planned to this end. What other things do you have the works, do you know?
What we plan on doing is a quarterly meal in the same fashion.
Uh-huh.
Every quarter we'll pick a group that we will serve in this way. We kind of have that laid out a year ahead of time, and we'll kind of go through that, and then we'll approach them if they're, you know.
Broken down radio broadcasters?
Maybe.
Somehow we'll find a category for you.
But, you know, we have done in the past teachers. First Baptist has done teachers every
Three or four years in the fall, right before school started.
We haven't done that in a couple years, so we'll probably pick that up again this year under the banner of this Love Your Neighbor. And go back to – and truly, because it's about – because a lot of times if you go to any type of breakfast of any sort, it has a time frame from 7 to 9 or whatever time it is, usually what happens when you come in – is someone will bless the meal
right.
at the beginning.
Right.
So if you come in at 8:30,
you're not going to hear a thing. Right?
You don't hear a blessing. You don't hear the blessing of the meal, but you also don't even get the opportunity to even have that part of it. And that's one of the things that we're trying to be able to offer. And truly,
kind of a fellowship type of thing, isn't it?
But we also want to be able to know how to pray for these first responders throughout the year. You know, we want to be able to encourage them throughout the year. So if we make a contact with them and put a face to not just say we're praying for the rural fire department, but we see faces to who those rural fire department are when we're
sure.
praying for them, that's beneficial to us as well. And you know, whenever you put a face to anything when you're doing prayer requests and just even thinking about just when you're putting thoughts to them, if you see a face to that, it's much more powerful in your mind to be able to remember who they are, as opposed to just saying, I'm praying for all the firemen.
Do you see that as being probably more powerful to the person that you're meeting, being prayed for? Like the folks, I mean, in Whitley City, could you see a difference in the folks there over the course of a week even?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the fact that we went 2 years in a row.
Did you see people? Yeah, did you see people that you knew from the year before?
Yes, and actually, Catherine, even though she's coughing now.
That's all right.
She can. She has one where we had met with a woman the first year we were down there. We met her in the laundromat, I think.
Tell me about it, Catherine, if you can.
I think I can.
I asked you if you wanted water earlier. You
I know, and I
no.
said no. I was trying to be all tough. But I met a lady in the laundromat. They do a little laundromat ministry, and talked with her, and she just was in the mood to talk that day and was talking about the fact that her son had been killed in there's Kingsford charcoal plant not too far that a lot of people work at, and that was that had blown up. When that blew up, her son
yeah,
was,
I remember that.
There was one fatality, and that
yeah.
was her son.
Yeah.
And we were talking, her husband had died, and she just needed somebody to talk to and then to pray for her. And then last year when we went, saw her again, immediately went up to her and I said, your name is? And she's like, yeah, and I think I know you. And I told her, you know, who I was, and she was just, it was a really cool thing.
She's doing better now?
Yeah.
Over, well, a course of time, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And just, you know, but
see, now
but
that's
still,
the thing that that's the
still
thing.
Has prayer requests.
Oh, certainly. But that's also the thing that makes it worthwhile to you guys as
right.
well as to other folks who are doing that mission, right?
Well, it's all about relationship. I mean, anything that you do, I mean, the Bible is just chock full of relationship.
Sure.
I mean, that's how Jesus did his deal. It's
sure.
just how we do it, and it's how we're wired.
Yeah.
And so anytime you can build relationship, then you can do more ministry.
There you go. I've got Pat Scarborough along with Catherine Singleton here. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show. We're talking about the first responders breakfast that they have coming up. We're going to talk about that and a few other things when we return on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. Today it's 948, 58 degrees outside right now. And I said it 20 minutes ago when it was 57. I don't think it's going to get any warmer. I was wrong then. I'll be wrong again. I still don't think it's going to get any warmer. Catherine Singleton's here along with Pat Scarborough. We've been talking about the first responder. Let's get that out of the way again in case somebody's out there listening and they're a volunteer fireman or something and don't know what they're doing Saturday.
Yes.
Times and
that Saturday kind of morning, we'll start serving at 6 a.m. and we'll serve all the way up till 10. And we're going to serve a breakfast at the First Baptist Church. We are on South First Street.
308
South First Street. We have a breakfast of pancakes, sausage, biscuits, and gravy, and that's for any first responder. And first responders is a very broad category, but it's police, fire, ambulance, people who work at the hospital, you know, each day.
Emergency room folks.
You know, military, if you respond in the military, National Guard, and all of those things, they're all welcome to come join us.
Again, I still
And we will serve you a meal.
Again, I still don't qualify.
You still, well,
you know, Bruce.
You can keep going broader and broader and broader.
Here's the deal, Bruce. If you show up, we're going to feed you.
I know you
will. But actually, we're more likely to include Lynn in that because he actually shows up.
Lynn does go to places.
Exactly. He's a first responder.
Lynn is a first responder. He's a reporter. Or he shows up to. Yeah, I don't do that either.
Yeah.
We're trying to help you out, Bruce.
I know it. My schedule's relatively rigid. Is what it is.
Oh, this is true.
You don't have time to respond.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just I'm going to scheduled games. I'm responding to those.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's I'm trying to think if I could go as a tuba player. As a that doesn't qualify at all, does it?
I don't think we have impromptu funerals.
No.
No, we probably could give you the bugle because they sound the alarm, but
no. Tuba's too. No, there you go. I like the thought. See, now A-Man qualifies.
That's what we were saying. Yeah. Call Doug and he can come down.
Well, that's all Saturday morning. This Saturday morning, so if you're qualified. By all means, sounds like it's going to be a fine meal.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me a little bit. You were saying some of the other things that the First Baptist Church has planned. The Kingdom Kids, how's it going? We haven't talked to you about that for a couple of months now. Are you how the Kingdom Kids going?
It's going fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
How many kids coming down each day?
Oh, we're averaging about 105, 106, somewhere around in there.
Again, about what? 15% over what you projected for this year?
Yeah, probably.
You thought about 90 a day.
I don't do the math.
You were thinking
about
90 a day.
We were thinking about 90 a day, and we've got about 15, on average, about 15 more than that every day. And some days more than that.
The Kingdom Kids, to me, is foundational of your of the mission work that the First Baptist Church does. Because, I mean, you got kids in there, and you're helping raise these children, aren't you?
That's a strong word. Well, we're helping to keep these kids safe.
I think the only thing we're doing probably that's outside of is in some ways we're helping them to know Christ in a way that if they're in homes that don't know Christ, we may be the only education they have in that. But there are kids that we have that come in that we have, you know, that we're greatly helping these families to be able to serve them, to be able to take care of their kids because people with different shift work and different things. And, you know, and we still feed 30 to 35 kids a night.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the Kingdom Kids always needing funds. What's coming up? You've got the trivia contest coming up, right? Tell me a little bit about the trivia contest. Is that mainly for the Kingdom Kids or is that for, or is that for Right Now Ministries?
It's for Right Now Ministries with it being.
Yeah.
Focused on Kingdom Kids.
Catherine and I both attend First Baptist Church. Right Now Ministries is a separate nonprofit that we formed.
Yeah.
But the church is gracious enough that they allow us to do Kingdom Kids there, and they provide the utilities and the place and all of these things, support for us. So, you know.
Greatly financially helping us.
Yes. So they're basically, you know, they're our biggest supporter in the sense of truly getting this ministry to work. And in some ways, because we both attend there, Tammy also is part of our board, and she attends there as well. And so we're a natural outreach of the church, but we fund ourselves
separate, yeah.
But we fund ourselves separate from the church.
Really?
So, and that's why we do fundraisers.
And the fundraiser we're talking about is a trivia contest win.
March 25th.
March 25th. What time of night?
Starting at 5 or 5.30.
That's got a, you've got a big meal involved in that, too.
We do. We have
you?
Pork chop dinner, pork chops, green beans, some sort of potato, and then a dessert.
Who's doing the cooking for that?
The Rural Fire Department.
Rural Fire Department. See, now that's great. So the church is cooking for them this this Saturday.
Actually, yeah.
And then they're going to return the favor.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
Whether they know it or not.
Whether they show up for the breakfast or not.
That's true.
But yeah, Matt Rush will take care of that for us.
The trivia contest on March 25th, trivia starting around, when's the first question get thrown out?
Six o'clock,
I think.
How are the, how's the accumulation of auction items?
Well,
going,
we've got some.
Catherine?
We're still working on that, but I've got...
I figure we'll probably have you guys talk on here
again
before that.
We'll come back again, yeah. We'll come back again. But right now, we have some tickets for Mega Caverns in Louisville, Kentucky, where you can do the zip lining
and
stuff.
You had that last year. Who bought that last year?
I don't remember, but it's quite a...
I didn't know if whoever bought that, if they came back to you and told you how much fun it was.
It is. Well, Pat and I have gone and done it, and it's big fun.
Really?
That's how we know to.
Yes, this one. Now is this one right under Louisville or something like that?
Yes, it's the what used to be the bomb shelter for all of Louisville is this mega cavern.
How big is the cavern?
It's huge. I mean, it is huge. They have storage down there. They have you can store your car, your boat, all kinds of stuff. I mean, it is huge. You just have no idea till you go and look at it.
And the bonus is you can zip line down there in the dark.
Yeah, it's great.
Zip lining in the dark.
Well, you're in a cave, and they have some little bit of lighting and stuff. But it's kind of
very fun.
It is very fun.
Did you zip line?
I did.
Did you zip line?
Absolutely.
Do they have weight limits? I mean, could I zip line? That's my question.
Well, they actually do have weight limits. I don't know. I don't remember what they were.
I don't remember what the top is. And they do weigh you.
I figure they do.
Way.
Yeah, they
that
do.
Was, that's the first time I've ever zip lined that I had to be weighed, though. I mean, I've zip lined other places.
That was what was kind of surprising to me at the Holiday World. And they weighed you before you got on some of those roller coaster, not on the water side. We were on the water side.
Oh, uh-huh.
And they would weigh us. There was a particular attraction. There was a particular attraction that you were riding in balance for one thing. Mm-hmm. But you're riding in a big old inner tube, and you come out into this big cone funnel type of thing, which you might, if your momentum shifts, you might go flying right off the thing. I went pretty high in the darn thing. It was great. But yeah, I could have.
Wow,
it was a lot of fun. But yeah, they were weighing you before you. You'd stand on the thing to get in.
Wow,
Mega Caverns is very fun. So we have some tickets from there. We have
we do have Holiday World.
Do you
have
Holiday World,
World tickets?
I wondered.
Yep.
I
have Holiday World tickets. They're very good. They're always very good about that.
We'll have some Cardinal tickets for those diehard Cardinal fans out there.
We have some movie tickets.
See, now you're a Cubs fan, aren't you?
I am not a baseball fan.
You're not a baseball fan.
I'm a football fan.
Oh gosh. Okay. Who are you rooting for next weekend?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
We have movie tickets in Mount Vernon and also in Evansville.
Who are you rooting for? I saw that look.
I don't know. I don't care.
You
it's
don't
football.
Care who's
I mean, it's a. I mean, I don't have a team. I don't have a team in it this time.
Well, that's
basically
that's, all right. So we're running out of time here. Before we do leave, I do want to reiterate: first responders go down to the Baptist Church on Saturday morning.
That's right.
Go get some breakfast Saturday morning. Okay. Who's going to win Sunday?
Bowl?
Yeah, since you're not coming back on the show until then, I want to know. I want to know who you think is going to win here, Pat. Pat Scarborough, ladies and gentlemen, giving her expert opinion. It's a tough game to me.
It is a very tough, very difficult game. I think
that
Atlanta doesn't have enough playoff experience, and all these young guys. I mean, they're playing really, really good, but Belichick just always manages to win.
You know how I see this game. How I see this game, and I'm still going to pick Atlanta because I just hate,
I think you have to.
I hate the Patriots, and I hate Tom Brady. I'll freely admit I dislike Tom Brady.
I'm just glad Aaron Rodgers isn't in it because I have that same disdain for him that you have for Tom Brady.
So, but it seems to me like the Rams back in 2001. Mm-hmm. Whenever he had the high scoring offense coming into this game, and you've got a really good defense with the Patriots. Now, of course, the Patriots' offense is pretty right. darn good, too. But I just know that Bill Belichick is going to have his defensive backs cheating as much as possible. He is. You know, Catherine, he will.
I'm not in this.
You're not in this at all. I'm very bitter.
Yeah.
Is that a bad thing?
To be bitter? I think it's probably not good.
All right, who are you picking? Give me a quick pick. I've got the, you got like 15
seconds
left.
I think Patriots will win. I hope that the Falcons do, but I think the Patriots
all
will.
All right, I hope the Falcons do, and I'm going to pick the Falcons to win, too, just because I'm too bitter to pick the Patriots.
I'd love to see Atlanta win, though.
Have a big day on Saturday.
Thanks.
That's Pat Scarborough and Catherine Single. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thanks for having us.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. Talk to y'all tomorrow.